Thomas Leo Sayer and Sea of Heartbreak. Okay, let's see if this young person is on the phone at the moment. Now I'm going to dial into Ludlow here, and I shall be talking to a young girl by the name of, I better not say now in case she's listening. Anyway, let's see what happens. Let's see who's on the end of this phone. It's engaged. Would you believe that? Never mind, I'll try it again, because I never give up. You know me, Harding never ever gives up. Let's try it again. And there's a six in here somewhere as well. Might get through this time, you never know. I'm hoping to be talking to Linda. That's if Linda's going to be there. Mind you, she might not answer the phone if she's got her radio set on. 19 minutes after six.
Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Linda, please?
Yes, it's Linda.
Linda, you don't know me, but a friend of mine has given me a call and told me that you do knitting as a hobby.
Yes.
And I'm wondering how much you would charge me, Linda, to knit me one of those floppy sweaters. You know the type of thing? What's the matter, Linda? I don't think it's funny at all. Linda, pull yourself together. How much would you charge me to knit me one of those floppy jumper things?
I don't know.
Any idea? Would you do it, first of all?
I spec so.
You spec so. How long would it take you to do it?
I don't know.
Do you always giggle, do you, Linda? Or?
Yeah.
You do, do you? Yeah. Oh, well. You suspect something, don't you, Linda?
Yeah.
What do you suspect?
Yeah.
Sorry? You haven't got the radio on, have you, Linda?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, who put me up to this, I wonder?
I don't know. Your brother, I suppose.
Your brother. I expect he's laughing and rolling around. Anyway, talking about the knitting, would you like to knit us something?
Yeah,
Do you think you could knit us a sweater or something? Because we've got various appeals going for charity. Obviously, we'll pay you for the wool and everything, you know? If you could knit us something. And when you have knit it, give us a call and we'll come round and pick it up, okay?
Okay.
Now then, what are you going to do with your brother?
Kill him.
Kill him? This is Ludlow talking. They kill everybody in Ludlow. Anyway, who was that?
Martin.
That was Martin, was it? Oh, well, no, Martin, you've been a naughty boy. And she didn't fall for it. Mind you. Neither did I, really, I suppose. It wasn't quite convincing enough, perhaps that's it. Anyway, Linda, whereabouts do you work?
Healy Meters.
And what do you do down there?
Eh?
What do you do down at Healy Meters?
Make meters.
I know you make meters.
Assemble them and that.
Assemble, stick them together.
Yeah.
Tell me, who paints the dials?
Eh?
Who puts the numbers on the dials?
I don't know.
You don't know? It was interesting once I was working on another radio station. I actually made a phone call like this. And this particular person lived in Leinster, I think it was. And it was a good conversation going. I said, where do you work? And she said it was a trouser factory. And I said to her, what do you do? And she said, I put the zips in jeans. I do. Real good stuff. Anyway, Linda, thanks for being such a good sport.
Okay.
Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Eh?
Would you like to say hello to... Eh, to me? You'd be saying what to the vicar next. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
No,
all right then. Anyway, Linda, have yourself a great night, won't you?
Yeah.
And don't hit him too much, will you? Okay, Linda.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And let us know when you've knit that jumper for us, won't you?
Okay.
Bye. That'll keep her busy, won't it? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That'll keep her busy. Tell me now, listen, if you think that I could possibly play a trick on somebody at this time of night, if you'd like to give me a call, Tenbury Wells 811306. And the sort of things I'm looking for are the person who's got a particular sort of hobby, you know? That'll give me a clue to lead off on, so to speak. So if you give me a call now, Tenbury Wells 811306. A record which we've adopted as a little theme tune of ours. Gets played every once in a while. It's a nice piece of music. It comes from a group called Laid Back. And this one is called Sunshine Reggae. Have this one on me. James Harding, that is. Thank you.
Sunshine Reggae.
Sunshine Reggae, and Laid Back is the group there, and that's a great little number. It's been recorded in Europe somewhere, and if that caller could just hold for 1 minute, if you don't mind, if you could just hold. And a lot of people have written into the station asking how they can get a copy of that record. Well, I believe it's on general release, and all I can give you, which is really off the label, I suppose, it's Laid Back, and it's got the number one Euro hit on it, and the number is CR60. And it's Sunshine Reggae, recorded by Laid Back, and it's on the Creole record label, I believe I pronounced that right. Anyway, I hope that you can probably get that. I believe there's a shop in Leinster that have stocked up a few, and I believe also in Ludlow they've got a few orders going in. Got a couple of telephone numbers to make here. If you've got any ideas that we can play a bit of a trick on at this time of night. It's a bit dark outside, isn't it? A bit dark and dreary. And I was talking to the person in this particular studio tonight, and he tells me that this studio is haunted. Now, you may not believe this, but I'm all alone at Sunshine Radio. There's nobody else here at the moment. There's just me and you, of course, which is the most important thing. But I've got this eerie, creepy feeling. And you know the type of feeling when you think that somebody's going to creep up behind you and or do something and make weird noises. You know, the sort of weird noises? Talking about weird noises is certain weird noise. I think I'll have to play a record and go and lie down and investigate. Because I don't like having the frights put up me. True story though, this studio is haunted. 28 minutes after 6.
Yeah.
Sunshine Radio on a Tuesday evening. James Harding until 7 o'clock today. We'll be playing a few jokes and playing a few tricks on people right after we take a short break.
Raven Motors.
Road Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow. Now we have your attention, let us give you our attention. Raven Motors offers a self-driving service which we think financially is the best deal and the lowest rates in function. Raven Motors, full service and mechanical repairs. Raven Motors also cater for your body, your car body that is. We also have a full breakdown recovery service. So don't forget, for the best deal in town, Raven Motors, Stamford Road, Ludlow. One last thought, let us prepare your car for its MOT. Telephone Ludlow 2811. That's Ludlow 2811. Raven Motors. Within the next 45 seconds, you will hear no frills, no huge discounts, no offers or sales gimmicks, just plain facts. And design and manufacture top quality handcrafted fitted kitchens to your specification that actually fit. Now you may think handcrafted kitchen units are expensive, but you would be wrong in thinking so. There is only one way to be sure. Contact David Link, Ludlow 4190, for personal and professional advice. Remember, David Link, for handcrafted kitchen furniture. Telephone Ludlow 4190. That's Ludlow 4190.
Holidays. Holidays in the sun start for only £99 with Element Cable. Find yourself on holiday this year in Yugoslavia. Sun and sea from £99. Holidays with Element Travel. Choose your cruise, book your ferry, or buy your rail ticket at Element Travel. Mallorca, Greece, or anywhere with Element Travel. Visit Denise, Leslie or Vicky, Ludlow's top travel team, and book your holiday now, before someone else does. Element Travel, 12 High Street, Ludlow. There between the Buttercross and the Town Hall. Telephone Ludlow, 2065, and talk to the experts. Holidays in the sun start with Element Travel at only £99. Element Travel, on Ludlow, 2065.
AMR Motors, Sheep Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan Datsun, the 1984 main dealer. 2% V-Finance Super Deal of 1984. For a limited period, AMR Motors offer you 2% finance with an APR of only 4% over 24 months. Or if you prefer it, AMR could do it over 36 months at an incredibly low rate of only 4%. That's an APR of 7.8%. V-Finance Super Deal of 1984, 2%. Take the ball on the complete Nissan range at AMR Motors now. A micro, perfect for economy.
Spirit,
the most popular hatchback. The Sunny, a driving school winner, it's so easy to drive. The Costanza, comfortable, classic, economic motoring at a price you can afford. All of the Miamar motors with 2% finance. Try the Bluebird 1.8 GM for total balance of prestige and economy. And see the four-wheel drive with your pickups from the patrol. Plus the fantastic new Chevy Europe. Such value for money with 2% finance. Miamar motors always include 12 months tax, seatbelts, number plates, delivery, radio, a full tank of petrol and modern. Miamar Motors plus Nissan Datsun equals reliability. That's Miamar Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2774. And
now, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock and sunshine hurtles this way to the small hours. That's the type of twilight hours, I suppose you could say. And in some ways, I like the night time. 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, it's great. Anyway, I've got Jane on the phone at the moment. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Where are you calling us from, Jane?
Ludlow.
From Ludlow in Shropshire. What can we do for you tonight?
Could you put on ACB?
ACB? Yeah. Or even ABC?
ABC.
Let's see if we can find it first of all. I'll just get my computer on the go here. Just program this thing for ABC. Don't quite know what number it is in the charts. Do you know what number it is in the charts, Jane?
No.
No idea at all. I think you might find it down here somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, who's it going to be played for? Who do you want it played for?
Darren Taylor and Zoe.
Darren Taylor and Zoe.
Yeah.
That's a nice name, Zoe.
Zoe Wilkshire.
Zoe who?
Wilkshire.
Wilkshire. Where does she live?
Cleo.
Cleo?
Yeah.
Oh, not the Wiltshire that... Not the border Wiltshire.
Yeah.
Good grief, it's a small world, isn't it? Do you think she's listening at the moment?
Think so.
You think so? Oh, well, if she's listening at the moment, we better play her record, hadn't we? Anyway, thanks for calling, Joan. Have yourself a great night, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Drifting on an open sea. So here we are. All we know. And
And SOS, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock from sunshine, just 20 minutes left tonight. I've got three phone calls to get through here, and I'm thinking about taking up pony riding, horse riding in actual fact, and I was wondering if a certain lady could possibly help me out here. Again, it's a rather a long distance call, so you just have to bear with me. I think I've dialed that wrong. Let's try that again. I'm joined by people in the studio at the moment. 5-2. I knew there was a 2 in it somewhere. And there's another. Oh dear. It's costing us a fortune, this, as you know. 4-8-4. Yes. And with a bit of luck, we should be going over to Bromyard. We should be. Now, listen to this. This is live. What was that? Yeah?
Bromyard 2490. Have become Bromyard
82490. Oh, thank you. Anyway, that's the operator doing her bit. Let's try it again, shall we? Tell you what, we won't do that. We'll do another one. See if we can do another one here. 4-3, yes, sir. Oh, lovely. 19 from 7, if you're interested. Ah, we got somewhere. Now, this could be interesting. Could be. I'm hoping to speak to Jane, that's if she's there. Hello, could I speak to Jane, please? Jane, I've got a problem. I've got a cat, right? And have you got any suggestions? Can you look after this cat for me? Because I'm going away into Europe on a long, long holiday, which I deserve, you know? And I was just wondering if I could bring my cat around to you to look after, because somebody told me that you look after cats.
Who's speaking?
It's James Harding.
Well, no, I don't actually look after. I've got a cat of my own, but I don't look after them, you know.
You don't?
No.
Well, what can I do with this cat, Jane?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You can't help me?
No.
Oh, Jane. What are we going to do? Because, I mean, it's such a lovely cat. It's a black and white one, you know? And it's about, sort of, I don't know, 6 or 7 months old. I just don't want to turn it out into the street.
Where do you live?
Where do I live? Oh, I live a long way away, Jane. You can't help me at all. Jane, have you ever heard of Sunshine Radio?
Yes, I have. Yes, not from very much, but I have.
You've heard of Sunshine Radio, have you?
Yes.
What would you say if I was to tell you that you're live on Sunshine Radio at the moment? And somebody's put me up to phone you.
Oh, God.
Hmm? And they're listening to you right now and laughing their socks off.
I bet they are, yes.
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
Who was it?
I'm not going to tell you, Jane.
No.
Because you wouldn't look after my cat.
Oh, I see. Well, I was a bit dubious, because I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, did I sound that strange, did I?
Yes, you did, yes.
Yeah, most people have said that I'm very strange. Anyway, it's nice to talk to you. Would you like us to play a record for anybody?
Yes, you'll play one for my husband.
Is he listening at the moment?
Well, I don't.
I wouldn't think so, would he be, no?
No, not.
All right, then. You better go and get your radio turned on, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay, we'll play a record for your husband. And I'm just trying to gather here who actually said that. I can't find the number, so you'll have to sit back, and I expect the phone will ring directly after you put it down.
Probably.
Probably.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Look after your cats, won't you, Jane?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Feed them the right food.
Pardon?
I say feed them the right food.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Jane. She was confused, wasn't she? Almost as confused as what I am. Right, let's try this other number again here. I expect we'll get this operator again. There's 5 and a 2. I thought I did that, though. 8. 4. Should get an operator again here, I think.
for your direct inquiry operator.
I'm fed up with talking to these men. Do you know what it's like when you start talking to an answer machine?
You
say, yes, madam.
Oh,
you're so romantic, operator. But they don't take any notice of you when you talk to them. Right, I'll try that. I did it last time. I shall start complaining in a minute. Let's try it again. I don't want to too much. This could be a good one, this. It's about 50 quid they made out of us tonight. Let's try 2 eggs then. I'm some trouble getting here, you know. Alright, let's try that. Should be talking to Caroline. Oh, I'm not going to bother anymore. Not with that one. Let's see what else have we got here. Right, yes. I see one here. Phone calls, they came in pretty quick tonight. Let's go to the other end of the counter. Let's see if we can get some sense here. And it's 417, I think. 417. That's good, this, isn't it? Isn't radio marvellous? Now then, we should be talking to Billy, hopefully. And Clippy Mortimer. Thank goodness. A ringing phone. He's probably watching Coronation Street or something like that. Oh, come on, Billy, answer the phone.
Hello,
can I speak to Billy, please?
Hello?
Could I speak to Billy?
Yes, speak to Billy.
Oh, hello, Billy. A friend of mine has given me your telephone number. I want a chicken shed knocking together a bit quickly. Do you think you could help out?
Yes.
You could. Only the only problem is apparently using the wrong size screws.
Yeah.
You were supposed to use 2-inch screws, Billy, and you use 5-inch.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can't afford really to...
Can you tell me because it's trouble, and I can't actually hear anything?
You can't... Hang on, I'll see if I can improve that a bit. Is that better, Billy?
Yeah, that's better.
That's better, is it? Now, a friend of mine said that you're very good, but you use oversized screws. You use 5-inch screws in a particular porter cabin case, and it didn't end up portable anymore. It was fixed, and nobody could move it. And you're supposed to have used 2-inch screws. But anyway, it doesn't matter. How much are you going to charge me to knock this chicken shed together? You haven't made a chicken shed?
No.
Well, it's always a first time, Billy, isn't there?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Now, the size of this chicken shed wants to be something like about 100 yards long by about 50 metres wide, and I would think something like 10 feet high. As I've got a lot of chickens, Billy.
Yeah, I've been having David for this,
has he? Who?
David.
David? David who?
Ashfield, I should imagine.
It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody's put me up to it. I'm just desperate for this chicken shed,
yeah,
you know?
No, you're not. You're on the radio in the other room, so I know you're
there. Oh, Billy, why didn't you tell me beforehand? Let me go through all that. David actually did put us up to this.
Pardon?
I say David did put us up to this.
Yes, I should imagine it would. He's always left me like that.
Would you like to say... Now, be very, very careful what you say here, Billy. Would you like to say anything to David at the moment?
Not really. I'll see him later.
You'll see him later?
Yes.
I've stirred up a hornet's nest, have I?
Yes.
Don't forget, use 2-inch screws in future, Billy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He wasn't amused, was he? And it's great when they're not amused. Anyway, Pipes of Peace. For Janet Griffiths and Cheryl Griffiths of Ludlow.
Love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. Till the war is won.
Before seven. Incidentally, if you'd like to drop us a line here, it's Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Repeat that address. It's Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. And another telephone call here to say, I'm doing something wrong. Well, I know I'm doing something wrong, but still, I'm going to try and rectify that. I'm going to try and get this, because I never give up, you see. Now, let's try about this horse riding business again, hey? I was putting a wrong number in, you see, where I should have put something else in. And the trouble is, you see, with British Telecom, is they send you these books out with the codes, but they never send an update of the new codes. For instance, if you see a telephone number with the codes 99, don't dial it, because that gets you emergency. I found that out tonight as well. It wasn't my fault. It was written in a book, so there you have it. Anyway, this should be Caroline. Should be. Hopefully. Is it going to ring? Is it going to ring? It could do. Took their time tonight, didn't they? Oh, hello. Could I speak to Caroline, please?
Yes, this is Caroline.
Hello, Caroline. This is Jim here. I'm thinking about taking up horse riding. Have you got any tips for me? Can you help me out at all, you know? I mean, I've got this pony at the moment. I don't quite know how to do it. I know that you're supposed to ride it, but to be quite honest, I don't even know how I get on the thing. Have I got a what? Not really, no.
What should I start with?
Is it the front end or the back end?
Aber die Opposition ist auch nicht
selbstverständlich.
Wenn man zum Beispiel in der Opposition nicht sprechen kommt, da habe ich ja schon einiges gesagt. Ich bin so richtig glücklich für die Opposition über die Entwicklung, die hier so
fortgeht. Doesn't that hurt the pony?
You're
shocked like that. I mean, I wouldn't like everything stuck in my mouth like that.
Da ist ja auch klar,
dass
die Sozialdemokratische Partei, wie schon alle anderen Parteien, alle ihre Spenden, Skandelchen in Anführungszeichen, offen rechtlich abgesichert
oder nicht, dass sie dargestellt
sein lassen, haben.
Und, I know where you live roughly. Do you mind if I put round and bring my pony round?
Die möglicherweise
and you can show me how to put the saddle on. Do you think I could do that?
Sich in dieser
I've only got a hand car. And I'm 15, 20 miles away from you. And I'm not that strong. I can't really push the pony on a handcart. You haven't got a horse box, have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if you would have come in to see me?
Yeah.
Right, do you want to know where I live?
Yeah.
Sunshine Radio.
Oh, no, you've got Claire Walker.
I don't know. But all I can tell you, Caroline, that you're live on the air at the moment. Yeah. Oh, yes. Anyway, what are we going to do about this horse? I believe it was Claire that put us up to this tonight. You're going to what? Everybody wants to kill people tonight. I can't understand it. Anyway, forget all that. What are you doing with yourself tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
My wrist.
Oh, I'll pop round and see you. Anyway, Caroline, have yourself a great night, won't you?
Okay.
Okay. And I expect you'll be getting a call from Claire.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Talking Heads and This Must Be the Place. Well, I suppose it is a place. It's 2 minutes to seven, and unfortunately Sunshine has to close down at 7 o'clock tonight. But don't forget, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, it's Cookie on your transistor sets, taking you nicely through till nine during the breakfast period. And then it's him again. It's I've even forgotten his name. Scotty. That's right, Scotty the Wonder Horse. He'll be with you until 12:30. Then it's Jack Daniels, and I shall be back at 4 o'clock this afternoon. No, is it? No, it's 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, and we'll do it all again. Okay, thanks for your calls. We've had so many calls, I don't think we've managed to get through them. In fact, I'm just looking down my list here, and there's 6 calls I haven't made tonight. So we'll try it again tomorrow night. Put a note in your diary. If you've enjoyed it, well, you can give us a call tomorrow. If you haven't, you can tune in and listen to somebody else, I suppose. But one last request here for a very, very special person. And there's lots and lots of love and kisses and everything. And it's Jill, who lives in Leominster. Well, Jill, my love, if you're listening tonight, there is somebody in Ludlow that thinks you're wonderful, okay? I can't give you his name because he wouldn't even tell me his name. But for Jill in Leominster, from that very, very close friend in Ludlow, a record just for you.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say
from Shropshire to entire Shropshire. This is Sunshine Radio on 299 metres medium wave. That's 1017 kilohertz, channel 55. If you'd like to drop us a line, the address is Sunshine Radio, post office box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Well, 4 minutes past seven, very dark and dreary night, and all that remains for me to say to you is have yourself a warm and peaceful night, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. So from me, James Harding, be good, and I'll see you tomorrow at 4:30. Bye-bye now, and good night.
Sunshine Radio's programs have now finished, but our transmitters remain on the air 24 hours a day. They broadcast 7 days a week on a frequency of 299 meters medium wave. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, PO Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Our daytime on-air telephone number is 10 Wales 811 306. Sunshine Radio, independently operated station broadcasting to Shropshire.
Ja, aber wie kann ich denn da auch von hier runter?
Radio's programs have now finished for the night, but our transmitters remain on.